Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. We got an amazing show for you. I'm just tired of the updates of the updates of the updates because, yeah, I was like, I can't call in. And it was, you know, you have to do an update because what I really hate is when you have the phone and you don't have a problem with your phone, but they have an update for the phone to fix a glitch you never had, and then you get this glitch. Yeah, my phone don't work right. What's wrong with it? Well, there was a... My phone worked great, and then there was an update that they did because I guess phones were having problems, which mine wasn't. Now mine is having a problem. So whatever update you did to fix the glitch, it gave me one or something. I don't know. You know, it just frustrated me. But, you know, God's good always. But holy, you know, I think software programs are Democrats because they're so ridiculous. So... I swear. Manchester University wants to be more woke because we're in a manscaped world. Because when you say to boldly go where no man has gone before, as a mankind, as in human beings, as in people on planet Earth, but that's offensive. So I guess we got to say like womankind or like, I don't know, like humankind or something like that. Because I still want to know what happens if you're offended. And the next day, what happens the day after you're, I would love to have someone call in and tell me what happens the day after you're offended. If you're offended by something, what happens the next day? I want to know because I've never been offended because I don't care. Little thinkly BS like that. You know, if you... I don't understand. I really don't get it. I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't get it. No matter how bad your life is, just remember there are people out there that are worried about the gender of a plastic potato. I went to school and they had a potato and it was male and it offended me. The Washington Post has issued a correction on a January 9th story about, you know, remember in Georgia where they claimed Trump called up the governor of Georgia and said, find the fraud. Well, that was fake. That was a lie. You know, I mean, I'm just waiting for them, the Dems, to come out and admit that the election was rigged and they stole it from Trump. They could. Nothing's going to change. Donald Trump makes a surprise appearance at a Sarah Huckabee Sanders campaign event. He knows who his people are now. He knows who the people that are going to support him and who aren't going to support him. MSNBC's Democratic pundit, Scarborough, says that the GOP is desperately trying to stop blacks and Hispanics from voting, which that's a bunch of bullcrap because, we got the racist voting laws because it's racist to have voter ID laws. And somehow black people and Hispanics and others, they can't get IDs, even though they have them and they don't have a problem. It's just, but people will hear that and they'll believe it. They'll make up anything. I guarantee you MSNBC could come out and say that Trump came out today thinking he was still president. And they'd be like, yeah, he did. And they have no proof, no evidence, no nothing. A police sergeant was shot in broad daylight while standing in a police parking lot. Will Chicago ever change? Will Lightfoot ever do anything? Oh, yeah, yeah. We just need more gun laws. We just need to get the guns out of the law-abiding citizens so that criminals can keep the guns. Isn't it funny that the people that are against guns and against walls are protected by walls and guns? D.C., I wonder, CNN is thirsty and jealous for Tucker Carlson's ratings. They'll make up, CNN, dude, just because you technically have some higher ratings than, Fox News. Not that you have any, but, they're tapping into the white male rage. And it's white people saying this. Well, if I'm mad, isn't that white male rage? Because I'm white. Well, no, there's no such thing as white male rage because I'm being less white. So, I got to get down, How can there be a such thing as white male rage when we're trying to be less white? At least that's what Coke told us to do anyways. But welcome. Welcome to a conversation, folks. I got so much I want to get into tonight. Let me see here. Okay. Isaiah 66:13. As a mother confronts her child, so will I confront you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. That is Isaiah 66:13. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. It's been one of those days, but it was a great day. I didn't ride in a hearse today, so I got to thank God. God is good always. But this whole bull crap of we got to get rid of mother and father and sister and brother, and because, what if a family believes they're giraffes? Yeah, there's male giraffes and female giraffes. In the animal kingdom, they have different genders, male and female. Well, how do you know that a giraffe doesn't think it's a humpback whale? Well, you show me where you've talked to a giraffe and he told you that, okay? Because I don't buy that. You have male giraffes and female giraffes. You have men and you have women. And when you play prison, when you're in prison and you're living with another guy, sometimes one of you is the male, one of you is the female. I can't believe we have to have these. Well, there are people that are insensitive. How dare you say mother? If you're a mom and you have a kid, you're a mother. How hard is that? I checked myself before I came on the air, and yes, I am a male. It's not that difficult. Look down there and you know your gender. If I had a kid, I'd be a dad or a father. I'd be more a dad. The only person you're technically supposed to call father is Jesus. This whole notion of, well, we just can't go by male and female because the next day, I guess you're offended. Something happens. I don't know. I'm still trying to. I might have to do a scientific research. Yes, I'm looking for a grant to find out what happens to people the day after they're offended. It's okay, folks. Don't worry, folks. I never thought I would get to the point in this world where people would be offended by the gender of a plastic potato. And they should have a warning out because I walked into Walmart and they had Dr. Seuss there. I couldn't believe it. I was in so much rage. I can't believe it. I mean, they need to have a warning Just kidding, folks. I'm not offended. But, you know, somebody was, somebody is. I almost bought them all. But we live in a manscaped world is what we live in because, you know, I mean, we got to do something because we got white male rage and you know, because, you know, Trump is racist and he's, even though he allowed Jewish people into Mar-a-Lago, even though they didn't want that and they were mad that he allowed that, Trump is Hitler for some reason. I guess Mar-a-Lago must be like Auschwitz or something, because when Trump let Jewish people in there, they were mad that he did that. But it's okay, folks. We got white male rage, and Tucker Carlson is the new Donald Trump tapping into that white male rage. Even though there's Native Americans that support Trump, there's black people that support Trump, women that support Trump, Hispanics that support Trump, Cubans that support Trump, every Asians, every nationality or gender, creed, whatever, support Trump. You know, they want you to think that it's only white people. Only white males support Trump. See, my wife only voted for Trump because I forced her. No, she can think for herself. We disagree slightly on things, but we should. What she believes on certain things isn't 100% right, and I'm not 100% wrong. Well, I remember the days when you could tell jokes. You got the Communist News Network. It's scary, man, this world that we're living in. That, like, what's scary to me is the fact that they can make anything offensive. Anything. And it just, that I don't get it, you know. I'm just waiting for them to go out there, snap, crackle, pop, because they're all white. You know, I'm just waiting. Oh, man, can you believe that, snap, crackle, pop, man, they're all white. And they're all male. There's not a female. Man, that's like so wrong, man. That's so like gender inequality, but you know. Why isn't Snap Crackle Pop like Native American, man, you know? I bet you $100 they'll complain that Snap Crackle and Pop are all three white dudes. Right? But then they get rid of Aunt Jemima. They get rid of Uncle Ben. They get rid of the Native American on the Land O'Lakes thing. But they'll complain that Snap, Crackle, and Pop are all white and they need to have gender. No, you don't, because as soon as you put a black person on there, you're going to say it's racist and it's offensive. And black people are offended. And then you'll have to get rid of them all. See, Rice Krispies offends me because pop is the sound that a gun makes. And that's like, oh, I can't. Ugh. I'm so offended. I don't know what to do. Never been. Thank you very much. But I'm going to get into this because the Washington Post has issued a correction on the January 9th story, which they claimed the then President Donald J. Trump had told the General Election Board, like the state elections investigator of Georgia, to find the fraud. And there's no such evidence of that in a recording. No, but see, but the liberals, so what? I've said this before. They could come out and say, yep, the election was fraud. It was stolen. We did it. We hacked it. What would they wouldn't? Would nothing would change? But the audio recording showed no such thing. But who cares? The liberals will still believe that that was true. Even though the story that put it out is saying it's a lie and it wasn't true, they'll still believe it. They'll still buy it because they don't care. They'll be paying $70 for a gallon of gas. And who cares? Trump's out of office. Okay, they're talking about a massive... Biden's talking about $3 trillion. Joe Biden's plans, first major tax hike in a generation. I pay, my taxes are about 1,000 times too high as it is. Pardon me. And he wants to raise taxes? President Joe Biden is considering a tax hike to underwrite the economic program launched by the approval of his $1.9 trillion pandemic package, the anti-work package. A Monday report by Bloomberg claims the tax jump will be the first major lift in federal taxes in almost 30 years, if successful. These stimulus things are all BS. I know. If you need home care and you know where I live, they're dying for people at Comfort Keeper. We can't, the La Costa, the janitorial company that works where I work, you can't even, they can't find, no one wants to work because with all these stimulus packages, they want to stay locked down because with these stimulus packages and this unemployment crap, they're making more money unemployed. They don't want to work. Then their stimulus check. Yeah, there's, look at that $1.9 trillion stimulus. Look what's all in there. It's not stimulus. Whatever the left will lie to you about, it's not stimulus. There is so much it would be all pork barrel in there. It'd be 99% pork barrel if Trump passed this, but Biden passes it and it's like 1%. No, this is great for the country. Yeah, just what we need. What are we like, what are we now up to? Like, what is it, like 40%+ of the nation's money has been printed in the last like a year? It's not if this economy is going to collapse. It's when the dollar is going to collapse. It's going to happen. And it's going to happen very freaking soon. And we've been warning you, Glenn Beck, me, Mark Levin, we've been warning you. George Soros wants to totally collapse this economy. No one wants to work because they're making more in unemployment and COVID benefits and these stimuluses. My wife looked at buying a freezer, and we should have bought it last year. It'd have been like 10 times cheaper. But because of inflation, whoosh, I would hate to know how much the survival food's gone up. It's okay, folks. We're just conspiracy theorists. Joe Biden's not going to raise taxes. The gas ain't going up. And when the gas does go up like it has, they're trying to explain it away. Well, we got to see because of this global warming, we have climate crisis right now. Yeah, we do. It's called, even Mexico is seeing very, very, very cold, almost snow temperatures. Yeah, we have it, this global warming is so bad that Texas froze. One of the first times in record they've had that bad of weather down south. Except for like parts of Florida, the whole country was basically in bitter cold temperatures. But we got global warming. We got global warming, folks. Is that like the calm before the storm? Like right before the climate crisis happens? The global warming, We have like really cold temperatures. I'm just asking. I'm not a climate expert. I'm not that 12-year-old that thinks she's a climate expert that comes out. But we're gonna spend money, folks. We don't. I mean, Medicaid, Medicare, all this. It's funny how like certain programs are on the verge of going bankrupt, and the Republicans are hurting the seniors, and Medicare, Medicaid, and all this stuff is gonna go bankrupt because of them. But then, oh, we're having $1.9 trillion. We're gonna spend that and. We have $1.9 trillion to just blow on BS. 99% of it, which doesn't go to the American people, where it's supposed to help. All these COVID relief things are doing is they've got kickbacks. They owe people. They owe people money. You got me elected. You did certain things to ensure I won the election. Therefore, I owe you. And in these stimuluses that I don't know what they are. I'm just signing papers, man. They're just throwing $20 in front of me. I'm just signing whatever it is. I don't know what it is. I don't know where I am. I don't know what day it is. It's okay, folks. It's kind of like the back in the day when the economy was tanking, and you know, and it's like, and they complained that the economy was bad and this was bad and that was bad, and then you'd go and like companies would spend billions of dollars on Super Bowl ads. Are you seriously? If the country's in the bad. Like, who sits there and goes, I want to try Doritos. I've always wanted to try them, but I was on the fence about trying a Dorito, but that Super Bowl commercial, I'm telling you what. Oh, yeah, that Pepsi. I've never had Pepsi before, but that Super Bowl commercial, man, I have to try Pepsi now, man. Woo! Thank you. The Super Bowl commercial should be for, like, upcoming businesses. You know, businesses like, hey, you've never heard of us. It's a huge audience, but now it's so woke. The BLM, Super Bowl, you know, no one watches anymore. So, I mean, and actually you can put an ad for cheaper on YouTube and have more people see it. And there are probably people that are like, well, good, we need a tax hike. I know people that, oh, I'll pay more in taxes to ensure that everyone gets health care. I said, I won't. How insensitive. I'm taxed enough to wait. If we can spend $1.7, $1.9 trillion, whatever this BS stimulus package thing is, why, if they can spend that, there you go. And I'm sure with this tax hike, there has to be some way that the politicians in D.C. are exempt from being affected by that. I'm sure if they go to the store or in their taxes at the end of the year, they probably don't have to pay any of this. They're probably like exempt. They probably have something like where if you read section 12, line 5, subparagraph 6, all politicians are exempt from this tax. Oh, they'll pay a tax. It might be like 0.5% or something, but they won't pay the tax like you and I are. And one of the most strict gun states and areas, Chicago, Illinois, a police sergeant was shot while standing in the parking lot of the Gresham District Police Station. But we need to get rid of guns. No, if a ton of people had guns, here they don't give it. I think everyone should have to own a gun. How is the store ever going to get robbed if people know that, okay, every store is fully armed. Would you try to rob a bank if you know that every teller was fully armed and fully trained and fully loaded and knew it, okay? All of our tellers have, you know, 38 specials or 38 supers or 45s or 9mm, and they're all trained. They all know how to use it. Would you want to go in there and try to rob them? I'm not going to go in there and try to rob a bank when I know that everyone in there is fully armed and they're not afraid to use it. I'm just saying, you know, every weekend there is 10, 15, 20, 30 people that are getting shot and injured in Chicago. Oh, but we need to ban guns. Yeah, we need to ban guns so we can get them off the street like we did heroin and cocaine and crack and methamphetamine and PCP and yeah, that's what we got to do. And this isn't daylight. This isn't at nighttime. Or I've witnessed deals go down in the broad daylight. I've seen, that guy didn't look, something didn't look right. Next thing you know, a deal went down. Broad daylight, too. And it's not like it's like broad daylight, like at a gas station, convenience store, stuff like that. They don't care. I mean, it's not like this is a nighttime. It's like my day, like, we don't care. It's sad. And people will sit there and buy this. They will. They'll be like, well, you know, they'll try to explain away the gas price. Okay, they're global warming. Explain away the, like, 20-degree temps in Texas. Explain away the wind turbines. We just needed more wind turbines. Oh, they froze up and more would have not frozen. What? Are you kidding me right now? You know, they got like, 2 months ago, you can't do anything. You need to, how dare you? You want to have Thanksgiving? If you go to your house and have a big Thanksgiving, you're crapping on everyone that died from COVID. Really? Okay. That's what you want to say? That's fine. I'm not buying that bullcrap, because then if you celebrated Thanksgiving last year, then you were crapping on all the people that died from the seasonal flu. Instead of staying home in your house with a mask on to stop the spread. What was to stop the spread of seasonal flu in 16 and 17 and 15 back then? Where was all that? Oh, yeah, that's right. Went until COVID came along, then how dare you? How dare you have Thanksgiving? Anywho, I'm sorry, man. I don't understand this world we live in. But no one was complaining, pissing, moaning. Like, how dare you celebrate Thanksgiving? See, but now, a month and a half later after celebrating Thanksgiving, when they told you not to go anywhere or do anything, all right, folks, we got, like, razor wire, we got electric, we got fences, we got, like, 50 fences, we got razor wire, we got all kinds of stuff, we got guards, we got National Guards, we're feeding them metal and all kinds of uncooked food, and they're getting sick and all this crap, but who cares? they don't get the good food, okay? They work for us, okay? We're a dictatorship, okay? Yeah, we're against walls and guns, but we're gonna have walls and raised wire around our place and protect us. Oh, you couldn't have Thanksgiving and Christmas 2 months ago, but now just open up the borders and let them in, no matter who they are. There's 150 billion people at the border. Just let them in. Oh, we have to take them. Oh, you can't do anything. Okay. And they found terrorists and all kinds of stuff to go through. I hate to say this, but I hope that someone that gets through that border, Joe Biden's border, comes and they can prove 1,000,000% that they came through the border of Joe Biden and they bomb and they kill like a billion Americans. And he gets, I mean, what is it? I mean, I don't want that, but then that could happen, and they'd be like, well, if Trump were to finish the wall, then you'd have liberals believing that. Well, yeah, that's right. I mean, they got through because that part of the wall that Trump didn't finish. Well, Texas is actually passing a very controversial bill, which I support, that they're going to say bleep to bleep to bleep to Joe Biden, and they're going to finish the wall, and they're going to do all this stuff. There's a lot of states that are like, okay, you're going to be like this. Okay, well, we're going to do this and this and this. We're done. We're not going to play that game. We're going to contest these. You know, how dare President Trump do executive order? That's not right. But now, what did I say? What did I say when Trump was president? You may like what he's doing because you like his executive orders. Just wait till there are executive orders you don't stand for, you don't support. And guess what's going on? I had to think there because maybe I said something that might offend someone. I said the word on. What if they're offended by it because they want it off? I mean, I just, this whole I'm offended by everything and everything offends me, just, oh my. Like, geez. Like, how hard is it to look between your legs to find out if you're a man or a woman? How hard is it? I mean, these people hurt my head. How hard is it to know that if you're a woman and you got a kid, you're a mom, and if you're a dad and you have a kid, you're a father or a dad? How hard is it? How hard is it? Obviously, really hard. I want to be a kindergarten teacher so bad, like, folks. If you have a mother and you're a kid in here, she's your mom. If you got a male in your life and he gave birth to you from his half, oh, whoops, you haven't gotten that far yet? Oh, okay, well, see, a man gives some of himself to the mom. And out comes you. Okay? So if you're biologically from that guy, he's your dad. See, everyone in that classroom has a biological mom and a biological dad. They've not been able to create a human being using only males or only females. You need parts of the female and parts from the male to come together. You need sperm and an egg. It's not like you can take two sperm and put them together and it makes a human. It don't work like that. He said human. Oh, I can't change the channel, though. I'm offended, but I can't change the channel. I have to listen and get pissed off at the end for listening to an hour show. And I was mad. You know what? We have an antenna. We get like 20-some channels, okay? If we don't like the show, we can change it. Bing, bing. But people now, I had to sit through that whole thing. You know what? No, you didn't. If you pay for a movie, you pay for a movie. If you sit through the whole thing or not, you paid for it already. It's not going to matter. If you're not happy and you don't like it, you can leave. Well, if you feel like since you paid for it, you don't want to waste the money, so you're gonna watch it. Don't complain; it sucked. If it was getting to the point where you were considering leaving the movie because you didn't like it or whatever the heck, if I don't like it, I'll walk out of a movie theater. I don't care. I'll leave a concert. Man. Oh well. Yeah, I'm out money. I am. It sucks. But that's my choice. I would rather, if I don't like something, leave and be out my money either way than be out my money and sit through something that is, oh man, this is bad. But apparently people don't understand that concept. If you don't like what you're hearing, you can flip the channel. You can go to another blog talker. I mean, if you think taxes are so great, then by all means, you know, Representative Cathorn has come out. He goes, the old saying, you know, come and get it. You want our guns, come and get it. Yeah, we mean that. You know, it's if you are too stupid to see that they have fencing still around the White House, they have National Guard with guns protecting them. Oh, they want to be protected. Okay, I can support a gun ban if the Secret Service won't have them. I thought there was someone that said, well, okay, you're for a gun ban. Yeah, I'm not, but if you're for one, okay, well, will the Secret Service have? Of course they will. Why would the Secret Service need guns? Because if there's a gun ban, no one can own a gun. Therefore, the Secret Service wouldn't need guns to protect the president because no one could have a gun to use on him. And if you say that they need to be protected by guns, then your ban would be bogus because, first of all, you're not banning them because the Secret Service would have them. Second of all, your lie would be a lie because your lie would be saying, okay, folks, let me just tell you this right now. I just want to be upfront and honest. They don't need guns to protect the president because if guns are banned, then no one could be shooting at him. So they wouldn't need to, you know, you might need to make sure you train them in people coming up and maybe stabbing them with a knife. But since guns are banned, there's no need to have guns. It's just one of those things that people don't realize. It's this world we live in today, folks, and it's a really amazing world, you know, of, you don't have to, you know, like, I can't believe we need drug rehab centers because drugs are banned. I mean, cocaine's illegal, how can they get it? And I actually told this guy that, I'm like, well, then why do we need drug rehab centers? Drugs are a problem. I said, how can they be? They're illegal. Cocaine is illegal. You can't have it in this country. What still gets in here? Oh, it still gets in here. Cocaine still gets in here. It still gets in here, okay? Wow. Well, don't you think guns will still get in here? It's just one of those things. That's this world we live in, folks. It's just crazy. It's a crazy world. Well, we need that, you know, we have cops being shot left and right in a city that has very, very strict gun laws, but we need to have gun bans. And that's what they're doing. They're trying to, and I have to agree with Mark Levin, about they're trying to ram jam down stuff. They're trying to basically so that before you know it, they've done all this like radical legislation. They are trying to jam, like, I'm talking like massive radical that most people, if you really knew what they were doing, I don't know how you could support it. I mean, granted, there are kids going, communism will come here, communism, all right. But the majority of people don't support that. If you want me to, I'll buy you a one-way ticket to a communist country. If you want communism, just to experience it. You don't need money because there ain't nothing there. You won't be able to buy anything. Go to the coffee shop. Yeah, I'll take some coffee. We don't got no coffee. We got water? No, we ain't got water. Got a cup? No, we ain't got nothing. Nope. If it was raining, you couldn't even take out a cup and catch the water to drink it. Yeah, it's illegal. You get caught, you'll be killed. What? Huh? Well, you want communism? Here it is. And that's what they're trying to do. Yeah, the Grammys, the woke Grammys. Right now, the estimates see the ratings plummeted by 50%. 50% drop in the Grammys. People don't want North Korea.
Did you hear that Rachel Maddow got one?
It would not surprise me.
For best audio thing or something like that.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know how true it is, but that's what I heard. I'm gonna go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love you.
Love you. We'll be back in a few.
But yeah, 50%. But they're just gonna keep doing it. If that was a business, you'd be saying, okay, hell, what we did cost us 50% of our business. Okay, folks, nope.
Nope. I would think we'd do that before you got 50%.
Yeah. You would think they would stop before they got... They don't care. I mean, like... There's like I would say honestly it's been about 3 years or 4 years since I've ever heard anyone. We used to have hours of conversations about the Super Bowl commercials. Now you hear nothing about them. The only thing you heard about was the Bruce Springsteen Jeep commercial, where if they knew that he had got a major DWI and they kept it under wraps so that the commercial would air, and they would have never aired that if they would have known that. That's the only thing I heard about. Other than that...
What about Coke? You know, we're not wide enough to drink it.
Oh, I know. But I didn't think that was in the Super Bowl, was it?
I don't know.
But, yeah, but still, yeah. But it's just like you don't hear about these commercials anymore like you used to. But... It's nuts. I mean, it doesn't matter where you live. I have people that listen all around the world. Wake up. I mean, to what's going on. I mean, we lose America. There ain't no free place to go. And it's funny how all these people are coming from all these countries to try to get into here, and the Democrats are trying to turn this country into where they came from. And they're trying to escape where they came from. No, they're just trying to get free stuff. Well, they keep passing all these stimuluses and stuff. We need to get up in there so we can get our free crap. I want to know how I become an illegal so I can get all my stuff handed to me so I can get, like, health care, benefits, free stuff, hospitalizations. I mean, I'll know I get better treatment if I'm an illegal than I am a veteran. Now, I wonder if Joe Biden's going to undo all the stuff Trump did to help the vets. He's basically undone everything Trump's done. But Anywho, well, I don't get it. I don't understand this world we live in. Right. Oh, don't worry. It's okay, folks. Tax hikes, they're wonderful. They're great. We just love tax hikes. Just what I want. When you don't make enough the way it is, and then they want to take more of the money you don't make. So not only are you going to have a tax hike, the products, because of all these stimulus packages, are going to go through the roof through inflation. You're going to make less money. You're going to have more products that you can't afford because they're going to even go even... It's a recipe for disaster. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that if everyone in 1959 bought Gibson Les Pauls and instead of playing them, they just kept them pristine in the case, they wouldn't be valuable at all because we have over 3,000 or whatever 59 Les Pauls in mint condition. They're rare because people play them. The quality was exceptional. The mahogany and what the wood they used in the everything about them. And there's not many. Because there was somebody who was on like Pawn Stars that had like a...
Use your key. I gotta use your key. I can't find my key.
Sorry, folks.
But yeah, it's like, and they had this like space helmet type thing, like a firefighter type helmet. Like, it was like a suit or something from like a fighter jet. And like, 5 years ago, you would have gotten 10 times more money for this because there weren't that many of these out there. But then they found a whole stash of them, and the price plummeted because, wow, there's only like five or six that exist. And then they found like, oh, we just found like another 1,000. That's the thing. People don't get that. The more you, the 50s baseball cards are rare. 40s are rare, 30s, 20s, and some of those baseball card ones, like the bubblegum shop ones that were just like a display, that kind of like a novelty thing at the handout, they're even rare. They're very valuable, those tobacco cards, because hardly any survived, and they're very rare. Oh, the ones that they did, oh yeah, well, Mark McGwire, how many rookie cards did they present? I'll still tell you that take the worst baseball player in the world and shoot them up with steroids, not going to make him a better ball player. But my point is, I end the segment, folks. Wake up. They want to raise your taxes. Stuff is going through the roof as it is in inflation. They keep spending and spending and spending. It's amazing how certain things are... We're running out of money in certain places, but then, well, if you're running out of Social Security money, why don't you just do another stimulus? I mean, why are we only getting like 1,600? Why aren't we getting like 50 grand or 100 grand or something each? Why don't they do a stimulus and make us all billionaires? That being the case. Yeah, but then that $1 billion would be the equivalent of like a $20,000. Even Kevin O'Leary's come out against these stimuluses, and that says something. Yeah, it does. I just don't get it. But yeah, it's just, I mean, I don't know. This is, America hasn't changed. Yeah, it has. Oh, yeah, it has. You know, strawberry shortcakes, if they had them out today, they'd be like, that's making fun of short little people. Even though the little people would probably be like, not offended at all by it. See, it's never the people that you would think, it, you know, it's not black people that are offended by Aunt Jemima. I don't know who is. Uncle Ben's, they're not offended. The family, the actual biological heirs to Aunt Jemima, I'm like, what are you getting rid of her for? You're killing us by getting rid of her. It's an honor and a privilege to have her on there. Only people are offended. Well, we're not. We're the family members. It'd be like if that was your mother and you want her left on there, but we're offended. Hell, well, I'm not. If that was your mom that was portrayed on there and you're not, I guess you'd be like, well, no. If the family's not offended. I don't know one Native American that's offended by the Redskins. Heck, it was a Native American that drew the face that's on the helmet, the emblem. But apparently it's that it's the white people. Yeah, it's that white male rage. It's the white male rage. Gotta be careful, because that white male rage, you know, that's causing all the problems in this country. Woo! The white male rage is why we can't have Aunt Jemima or Uncle Ben's or anything else on there, but then in 4 years, that's what I was talking about earlier. The old bitch that Snack Crackle and Pop is three white dudes. Snack Crackle and Pop, that's their names. They're all white dudes. Well, they need to be that way, because if you had one of them black, that'd be racist, and you'd have to get rid of it. Somehow the way he was dressed would be cultural appropriation. Black guy with baggy pants, half off his butt, and a basketball jersey? They wear that. That's their style. You don't have to like it or agree with it, but that's what they wear. That's comfortable to them. But it's okay, folks. It's okay, man. If someone's not offended by it, just give us a second. I live in Indiana. If you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes, it'll change. Don't worry, just wait about 5 minutes, and if someone, I just want to take a dictionary, and as people find the word offensive, I just want to black it out, give it about 1 year, and you'd have like no words, it'd be like no words in the dictionary left. Well, you can't be silent, because you would be mocking people that can't speak. But if you speak, you're going to offend a person, because every word is offensive somehow, in some way, in some form, in some fashion. Like the joke I used to tell people when I'm leaving work. Don't do anything I would do, and don't do anything I wouldn't do. Or you can't do anything. Yeah, exactly. I don't understand this. It's like they get a kick out of it. I swear it's like a game. Let's see what we can. Holy crap, I was just joking about Dr. Seuss. I didn't believe it actually believe me and make it offensive. Wow. Are you kidding me? Dude, you made up that crap about the Muppets as a joke. Dude, they're actually banning. They're actually putting a warning label on there. That was just a joke. Like, I called one time Kellogg's, and I said, well, how big are the scoops and the two scoops of Raisin Bran? Well, sir, it's actually done by weight in each box. That way we know that each box has the exact same amount of raisins by weight. Well, it doesn't say it on the box. It has a sunshine dumping two scoops of raisins in there. It doesn't say it on the box. It's done by weight, but, you know, my point. I'm offended because you lied. I thought you had a sunshine in there putting two scoops in every box. No, it's done by weight. I'm waiting for someone to say that that sun represents global warming and it needs to come out the box. See, I'm just telling you, folks. Don't worry. If you don't think something is offensive, give it about a week and someone will find a way to make it offensive. Okay. Got about 60 seconds left. Thank you so much for tuning in. I don't get it. I don't know. And it's funny. Just so you know, look at how long Zantac was on the market, and it's come up as now having all kinds of issues and stuff. But you're going to tell me that COVID is safe when it's not really been around? Think about that one. There's major lawsuits against Zantac, which was safe for a very long time, but COVID is instantly safe. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Remember, with the firm alliance and the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.